With the latest from Bro Radio Newsroom, I'm Ken McMahon. MPs are going to have another chance to legalise assisted dying in England and Wales. The last bill failed to get through the House of Lords despite being backed by the Commons. Opponents say it didn't have adequate safeguards to protect people from being pressured into taking their own life. Labour MP Lauren Edwards is putting it forward and disagrees.
We have been through multiple votes and it has the support of the Chamber and the broader support within the country as well. And I hope that they will help us work with us, as many of them were doing during the last session, to really refine and make sure we're putting through the best legislation.
A union leader has warned council and school staff they should prepare for strike action if employers refuse to improve a pay offer. Unison General Secretary Andrea Egan will urge up to 200,000 workers to back strike ballots next month, calling industrial action leverage in the dispute. Walkouts could affect schools, social care and local services across England, Wales and Northern Ireland. The Vale of Glamorgan Council has unveiled plans for a new health and wellbeing hub in Barry after purchasing three commercial units on Thompson Street using Welsh Government funding. The proposals are set to be delivered in partnership with Cardiff and Vale Health Board and Swansea Bay Health Board. It said the hub will provide a variety of services in one location, including day opportunities and community facilities for adults with care and support needs in a building close to other services and transport links. A Barry family has received a Welsh Athletics Lifetime Service Award on behalf of a former local school teacher who, four decades after his death, the meritorious award was presented in memory of Dennis Gumbly, a maths teacher who spent decades organising schools cross-country and athletics events across Cardiff and the Vale of Glamorgan. Gumbly, who died in the mid-1980s, was a volunteer at the 1958 Empire Games and later served as fixture secretary for schools' athletics meetings until his retirement in 1984-85. In sport, Wales have been boosted by the return from injury of highly regarded back row Alex Callender for their uncapped encounter against Barbarians at Alliance Stadium in Twickenham on Saturday the 27th of June. The 25-year-old missed Wales' Women's Six Nations campaign because of an injury, but is set to return for a fixture that follows a men's international against the Barbarians in a double header at the home of English rugby.
For more local news for the Vale of Glamorgan,
head to broradio.fm. We'll be right back.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And what have we got to look forward to on today's show? So we're going to be having a look forward to the rugby events that are taking place around the Vale. We're also going to be having a quick look forward to what international rugby we've got to look forward to in the coming weeks. We'll be checking out the cricket and how your Vale cricket teams have been getting on with their weekend's action. And we're going to be having a look forward to the Commonwealth Games that is just around the corner. All this and more still to come at Bro Radio. This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to start with a little bit of rugby. So, Barry Rugby Football Club, they're looking for under-16s to be playing in the 2026-2027 season. So you've got to be in Year 11 from September, and new players are welcome. And if you're interested in that, training's every Tuesday and Thursday from 6pm, but pre-season starts on Tuesday the 30th. So a couple of weeks' time there. And some really sort of exciting news coming out of Barry RFC is that the Barry Bombers are going to play the Swindon Bulldogs on the 20th, so on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Reservoir Field, and this is Barry's first ever fixture in Rugby League Masters. And what's Rugby League Masters, you might be asking? So it's basically, it's a social version of Rugby League, and the sport is aimed at players for men who are over 35 and women who are over 30, and it's with the aim of keeping playing rugby but with enjoyment and the fitness benefits in a slightly modified version of Rugby League. And there's no hiding your ages really in this format of rugby, because you wear different coloured shorts depending on what your ages are, and that then signifies different sort of contact levels that you're able to allow to do, and it's focused mostly on enjoyment, getting out there, playing the game that we all love, but playing it safely especially for some older people on there. And if you're interested to find out what's going on, then you can have a look on Barry RSC's social media to see about getting involved, or pop along to the game on Saturday. It's at 1 o'clock at the Reservoir Field, and have a look at what Rugby League Masters is all about, and if it's something that you're interested in, then speak to the people around the pitch there and see if it's something you want to give a go to. It certainly does sound interesting. It's piqued my interest there as well. And the first ever captain has been named as well, and that goes to Dave Provis there. So it's a lot of history being made there at the Reservoir Field, and not just the Mass Rugby League Masters. The club does return to rugby union action soon in Division 2 East Central with the season coming, and the pre-season fixtures are already out, so let's get out there and support the Bombers in making their push to back up to Division 1. And with all that going on the field, there is also some great off-field action going on there. So Barry held one of their drop-in sessions for the community project that they've got going down there at the Reservoir Field, and it was last Wednesday, and they were sharing information on the entrance, the access, the parking improvements, and sort of updates of the next phase of the projects and how the community hub redevelopment plans there, whilst also talking about traffic, parking and site access, and the long-term vision for the club and the wider community. And I think it's looking at spreading not just with rugby and other sports, as we talked about last week with FC Barry, the football team, going in there as well. But it's about really making it a community feel there as well. So on and off the pitch, lots of things going on there for Barry. There is international rugby just around the corner as well. And first of all, it's Wales are taking on the Barbarians, and that's on June the 27th, so not long to wait for that game. And it's a double header, so the men's kick off at 2 o'clock, and the women then they kick off at 3 o'clock. And not long after that, the men's Wales team have three quite tough summer games as well, where they first take on Fiji on July the 4th, followed by a just as tough game against Argentina on July the 11th, and then to round it all off, they take on South Africa on July the 18th. So as we get closer to them dates, my excitement level is going to increase, and we'll be sort of talking about that and having a look at what the teams are going to look like, and who gets selected, and some little predictions for the summer games there. But up next on Bro Radio, we're going to be having a look at what's been going on with cricket around the Vale.
Bro Radio.
Miss school, miss out. Even a few days off school can mean children fall behind. But missing out on school doesn't just mean missing out on learning. It means missing out on opportunities, friendship, and fun. If your kids are missing out on school for whatever reason, or if you're struggling to send them in the first place, support is available. Just see valeofglamorgan.gov.uk/missschoolmissout. Attend school for a brighter future. Don't miss out.
Memoria Cardiff and Glamorgan invite you to visit their beautiful memorial park on Port Road East. Come and take a look around the peaceful grounds, where they offer both cremation and burial plots designed to provide a lasting place of remembrance. Meet the friendly team who will be on hand to answer any questions and guide you through the options available. Find out more at cardiffandglamorganmemorial.co.uk or call 01446 724 042.
If you're craving the best fish and chips in town, you'll find them at Friar Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Choose from tasty chips, crispy battered fish and battered sausages, our irresistible Irish curry, or our ever-popular lunchtime sausage share box. Friar Tuck Fish and Chips. We deliver locally via Uber. So order now at friartuckbarry.com or pop in. You'll find us on Richard Street behind the old Wilko.
Heading to the coast?
Get the latest tide times at broradio.fm/tides.
In partnership with the RNLI.
In a breakfast mess. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's play Twister, let's play Risk. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'll see you in heaven if you make a mess. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the pond? Are you goofing on Elvis too, baby? Are we losing touch?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a little ghost for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the pond? Hey, Andy, are you goofing on Elvis?
Hey, baby, are we losing tough?
If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. If you believe there's nothing up their sleeve, nothing is cool. If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. If you believe there's nothing up their sleeve, nothing is cool. If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. If you believe there's nothing up their sleeve, nothing is cool.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a look around at what your cricket action has been going on in the Vale. So we're going to start with the Vale Cricket Club. And their first 11 beat Brecon's first 11 by 6 wickets. And their second 11 beat Abercullen's first by 29 runs. Their third 11 lost to Chepstow's third 11 by 98 runs. And their fourth 11 lost to Upavon the second by 174 runs. But coming up next week for the Vale Cricket Club, their first 11, they're away to Blinders first. The second 11, they're at home to Newport Fugitive's second 11, and that's at Corntown. The third 11, they're at home to Crossilliog's third, and that's at Wick Village Green. And the fourths are away to Shalom's first. And Barry Athletic, how have they been getting on in their cricket action? So the first 11 for Barry Athletic, they lost to Mugswood's first 11 by 10 wickets. And the second 11 lost to South Wales Sri Lankan first 11 by 174 runs. But what have they got to look forward to on the weekend? So the first 11, they're away to Dinas Powers' first 11. And the second 11, they're at home to Undy and Mega's team. And moving over to Penarth. So Penarth's first 11, they lost to Newport's first by 2 wickets. And the second 11, they lost to Craiger by 141 runs. The thirds beat Monmouth's first by 10 wickets. And the fourths lost to Landesforth by 4 wickets. And the fifths lost to Abercorn second by a mere 4 runs. And what have we got to look forward to if you're a Penarth Cricket Club cap fan? So the firsts are away to Bridgend firsts on Saturday, and the second they're at home to Miskin Manor's seconds. The third 11 they're at home to Penteg's second 11, and the fourth 11 are away to Cardiff's fourths, and the fifth 11 they're away to Radder's sixth 11. So that keeps you up to date with selected results and fixtures around the Vale when it comes to cricket. And we've had some really good weather for the cricket. We had a blip a couple of weekends ago, but last weekend certainly was great, and let's just hope it stays fine for the cricket to keep continuing throughout the summer. It's a great game, especially as a spectator, when it comes to cricket. Sat there, taking in the game whilst enjoying the sun. But up next year at Bull Radio, we've got one of our local music artists, and this is Tara Green with Run.
We fought, we flew, I thought we had a clue how to do this. You'd shout, I'd cry, it happened every time we talk. There's no air left to breathe, I can't focus or sleep at night. There'll be mountains to climb when we mess up or fight. I'd forgive you every time, so don't you. It's warm outside, but it is cold inside this room with you. Don't say I didn't try, but I was left with nothing at all. I just want someone who makes me feel irreplaceable. I know one day you'll learn when it's too late and I am gone. So don't you run away from us. There's a hundred reasons to stay, but you go your own way. Don't you run away from us. Maybe one day you will leave and you'll take a piece of me.
So that was Tara Green with Run. So we're going to have a look forward now to the Commonwealth Games that take place in Glasgow this year. And the date for that is July the 23rd to August the 2nd. Wales have a streamlined team that are taking part with a 10-sport programme that includes athletics, track, cycling, swimming and netball. So the sports that Wales are taking part in here is track cycling, artistic gymnastics, judo, netball, weightlifting, para powerlifting, athletics and para athletics, swimming and para swimming, bowls and para bowls, and the 3x3 basketball and the 3x3 wheelchair basketball. So they're the sports for Wales there, and I hope that they're going to do well up there in Glasgow. They always do well at the Commonwealth Games. I think I was listening to somebody saying it's great to represent Team GB when they go off to sort of the Olympics and things like that, but it's something special to actually represent Wales, and they get the chance to do that in the Commonwealth Games. And they've also already had the kit has been announced and released there, and the official 2026 Commonwealth Games kit for Glasgow was actually designed by a Cardiff Metropolitan University student, Jack Rowley, and the winning designer from Wrexham drew inspiration from Welsh heritage and iconic symbols, incorporating the historic dragons carved around the clock inside the Cardiff's coal exchange to create a bold and distinctive dragon motif featured across the kit. The goal was to create a piece that empowers the athletes when wearing them, giving them pride and confidence within themselves and part of Team Wales. And it's been a great experience working with real industry professionals and hearing direct feedback from athletes who will be wearing the kit. So following the initial announcement of the partnership, 16 students from Cardiff Met's BA Honours in Fashion Design degree developed concepts working closely with Team Wales specialists, sports and the Athletes Commission. The designs were submitted earlier this year and Jack was selected as the winner, so well done, Jack. But since then, Jack's worked alongside specialist sports to refine the finalise the design ahead of production to ensure the collection balances comfort, functionality and visual identity for Team Wales athletes and staff. And the newly unveiled kit combines heritage and inspired with storytelling with modern performance and design, and will be worn by Team Wales athletes throughout all of Glasgow's 2026 Commonwealth Games. And Rebecca Edwards-Simmons, chief exec of Team Wales, said, "We're incredibly proud to unveil the kit, which truly captures the spirit and identity of Wales. Jack's design stood out for its strong storytelling and bold visual impact, and it has been fantastic to see it develop from concept to final product. The collaboration continues to demonstrate the strength and partnership with Cardiff Met and sport specialist sports, while giving talented young designers a platform to shine on the international stage." So the Team Wales kit will make its official debut for the 2026 Commonwealth Games in Glasgow in the summer. The athletes are receiving their official kit out event not long, in the 6th to 8th of July, ahead of the Games that take place on the 23rd. And I can only imagine, I mean, there might be people as well like me that, you know, when you get a new piece of some new clothes or a new piece of kit, you just want to try all of it on as well. So I'd imagine it'll be like a second Christmas for some of the athletes. Not only are they going to be representing their country of Wales, they're going to be getting this new kit as well. So that's absolutely fantastic, and it's something to look forward to there with the Commonwealth Games taking place July the 23rd to the 2nd of August this year. And at least, unlike some other international tournaments that are going on, it's on the same time zone as us, so not a huge amount of late nights there. But coming up here then at Bow Radio, we've still got a little bit of football talk to bring you.
Bro Radio. Whatever the weather, we're making the most of the summer months here in the Vale of Glamorgan. Come rain or shine, every day at midday, we'll be serving up anthems that'll bring you good vibes and the urge to put those sunglasses on. Summer Anthems on Bro Radio with Cardiff and Vale College. Discover courses starting this September at cabc.ac.uk. Vale Breakfast
with the Bro Radio app.
Download now from your app store.
Hi, it's Nathan. I'm with you weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. with everything you're waking up to here in the Vale of Glamorgan. All the morning's news, sport, weather and travel, plus our free from when after 9 o'clock.
Waking up the Vale on Vale Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m.
Glastonbury, the Vale's big live tribute festival, is back for 2026, with 22 amazing tribute acts performing across one massive weekend, with tributes to Pink, Foo Fighters, Tom Jones and Steps on the Saturday, and Coldplay, ABBA, Tina Turner and Queen on the Sunday. Check full listings online. Glastonbury 2026, in association with Synergy Scaffolding, live at Romilly Park on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th of July. Sponsored by forklift specialist Gary Watson Motor Co., CJCH Solicitors and Joe Ferriday Aesthetics. Book tickets now at glastonbury.com.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with Bro Radio and me, Mike Fowler. So we're going to dip into a little bit of football action, and it would be, I know, unfortunately Wales didn't qualify, but we are going to have a quick look into the World Cup to see what's been going on there. And there's not been a huge number of shocks so far in the World Cup in the group stages. So far, I think probably for me the biggest one was Australia beating Turkey. But the biggest shock of all, I think, was Curaçao actually scoring a goal against Germany. On that, pretty much, I think the rest of the games have gone the way that I would have thought they would have gone. I am keeping just a little eye out on what Bosnia-Herzegovina are doing in Group B, because I think that's the group that Wales would have been in, and Bosnia took the spot that if Wales had beaten them and then beaten Italy, they would have been in, and they drew with the co-hosts Canada 1-1, and it's been a good game. I mean, there was anyone who likes sport sort of is watching it. It's difficult to get all the games in because of the time zones. I've actually got a friend who has taken two weeks off work, so I think he's going to get as many World Cup games, group stage games in as he can. So I think he's currently on American time at the moment. Our fellow Celts Scotland, they beat Haiti 1-0, so they're currently actually top of Group C, following Brazil and Morocco drawing. But there's loads of stories coming out there, sort of on and off the pitch. Yes, although Wales are not in there, and it's not as Vale related, we're going to be keeping across what's going on in the World Cup and everything football. There is actually a very tenuous link to Wales and to not just to Wales, but to the Vale. One of the players for I believe it's New Zealand. One of the New Zealand players was born in Cardiff and moved to New Zealand. So we've got a little tiny bit of Wales at the World Cup. But bringing things a little bit closer to home, Barrytown United, they have released their pre-season schedule, and that's six games in total, three away matches against Goitre United, Yate and Weymouth, and the three home games against Goitre AFC, Tree Thomas Bluebirds and Gloucester City. We're hoping that Steve and the team can push on from last season, and although they unfortunately didn't make Europe, it was sort of still a successful season, coming third in the Cymru Premier and actually taking some silverware away. So hopefully this is going to spur them on for the 2026-2027 season. And remember, the league is going to look slightly different this season as well, with some of the changes that have been announced. So that is what's been going on with the football, but keep an eye out on their social medias for Barrytown United and support them through the pre-season as well as the season. I know they appreciate the effort the fans put into to go and support the team there.
When you drop it low and take it, girl, you want it bomb. Them other youth may say them definitely wrong. So tell me, baby, that I'm still your number one. Cause I'm not falling, my demand, forget it done.
Let's go. I call my girl, cause I got a problem. Only a curl is gonna solve it.
He was just a f***ing a new wind. Got me going bad, sitting in the
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And is there a sport around the Vale that I'm not talking about that you think I should? Is there a fantastic volunteer at a sports club that you think that you should get a mention? Then what you need to do is get in touch with me here at Pro Radio by emailing sport@proradio.fm or looking for us on the social medias, and we could be talking to you all about the sport that you feel is so fantastic that the people of the Vale need to hear about it. Better still, I could even invite you along to Pro Radio headquarters and you can come and talk to me and the people around the Vale about the sports team or sports club that you think is so fantastic that people should know about, and you think they should give that sport a go. It may be that you've got a special event coming, an anniversary, or some notable things have happened in your club. I want to hear about it, and I want to tell everybody in the Vale all about your sports team, sports club, or sports accolades. But up next year at Pro Radio, we've got another fantastic evening show with Patrick.
Radio.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motor Factors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motor Factors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motor Factors, visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
Learning to swim, whatever your age, is a vital life skill. Start your swim journey with Legacy Leisure. Whether you're an absolute beginner or are looking to learn new skills, make a splash in 2026 at one of our four fantastic swimming pools. We've availability right now at Cardiff International Pool, Barry, Penarth and Llantwit Major Leisure Centres. From 3 months upwards, it's never too soon or too late to learn. Book your free swim assessment online today at leisurecentre.com.
On FM,
DAB,
Smart Speaker,
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.